preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
And if you love horses, you will love the show today. Monty Roberts,
woo-hoo!
The Real Horse Whisperer, is our special guest.
Wow.
Also, we're going to be yapping about service dogs, therapy dogs, assistance dogs, and dogs that'll just about put everything on the line just to help us out, because they're
amazing.
They love us.
Yes.
Unconditional love. And they do some amazing things, you know, more than just leading the blind around.
That's what most people think of when they think of a service dog.
Well, there's epilepsy service dogs.
Psychiatric.
Yeah, it's and we'll find out about all of that.
Yeah, it's interesting stuff.
1-866-405-8405. We'll also give you the new addition. Comes to us from Hearts for the No Name Summer Giveaway.
Woohoo!
As we come into the last few weeks of the Summer Giveaway and you give you details on how to enter that. Hi!
Hi, my name is Barbara Spatz, S-P-A-T-Z.
Hi, Barbara, how you doing?
I'm fine.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, you must be listening on WEEU and radio.
That's right.
Very good, thank you very much. What can we do for you today?
Well, I wanted to get in on the contest, and I also do have a lot of ink cartridges, and I thought this would be a good way to get rid of them.
Well, it's kind of a double whammy for you. Get rid of the ink cartridges. They don't go into the trash. Plus, we'll get you qualified for your ink cartridges for the No Name giveaway. What kind of animals do you have?
Oh, I have a dog, a Jack Russell Terrier, and I have cats. Right now, last count, I think I had 8.
Wow. Okay. Well, then the package will be great because it has great things for your cats and dogs and you, of course.
And I have horses. You don't have anything for horses, do you? Five horses.
We're actually going to try to add something to the package before it ends for horses because we've got a lot of horses.
That would be nice.
Okay.
Yeah. My cats, I have like one that's in the house, but the rest are outside. We live on a farm. So, as you can imagine.
Yeah, with all those animals.
I have a little kitten on the porch, and but the rest of them are out.
Uh-huh. Sounds like you're staying busy.
I am.
Hold on one second. We'll get your information, your address, and all that, and we'll send you some envelopes. Okay?
All right.
Thanks. Hold on one second. 1-866-405-8405.
Online, too, we have Lisa from the AKC, and she's going to introduce us to the first 5 dogs in our little celebration of dogs that sort of go beyond the call of duty. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
We're with Lisa Peterson, the AKC, and you just did great honoring outstanding dogs with 2005 awards for canine excellence. Is this the first year you've done this?
No, the ACE award was started back in 2000.
Okay, fairly new, though, because this is the first time I've heard about it.
This is our 5th year for the initiative. We started it as a valuable public outreach program.
And what's it all about?
Well, basically, people can nominate a dog from a story or some sort of deed that was done. There are 5 categories. We have exemplary companion, law enforcement, search and rescue, service dog, and therapy dogs. So basically, it's whatever honor or something that the canine has done that's sort of served the community, kind of gone above and beyond what your normal pet might do.
Of course. And then each one of them picked up $1,000 and an engraved sterling silver collar medallion.
The 5 recipients in the categories got $1,000 cash award, the sterling silver collar medallion, and also they were flown down to Tampa for our will be flown to Tampa for our national championship, which will have a presentation on our Animal Planet broadcast of the national championship.
Very good. And so tell us, who do we have as winners this year?
In the law enforcement dog category, we have Reno from Des Moines, Iowa. And Reno is a 2-year-old German Shepherd dog that was handled by Officer Tim Nading of the Iowa Police Department. And Reno, along with his partner, he assists in all sorts of things. Uh-huh. And anyway, he fearlessly defended 2 officers, almost losing his own life, the dog, trying to, aid in law enforcement and finding a suspect. And apparently the suspect shot the gun at Reno.
Oh, no.
And he went down, and so the suspect charged the officer, and he came up, even though he was shot, and slowly dragged himself over to help his canine partner, his partner there. So the dog suffered 6 gunshot wounds.
Oh, my gosh.
And a shattered knee and a mangled right leg. And
but he's okay.
He's okay. Actually, he returned to full service in February of this year. And, he was nominated because basically the dog put his life on the line to save his human partner.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Okay, what else? Who else?
Let's see. In our search and rescue dog category, there's Gibson. And Gibson's an 8-year-old bloodhound. Owned by Karen Lischewitz, and he started his training early as 7 weeks old, but he now is, he went to find, like, Alzheimer's patients, and he finds people lost in the woods in upstate New York.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, he came up, he was lame with arthritis this year and had elbow replacement surgery, but he came back and he has a mechanical elbow, and it was such a success that he's now back doing search and rescue.
Oh, wonderful.
Wow.
This year you have a therapy dog?
Therapy dog Noodle the Poodle.
Mm-hmm.
I love that name.
Yes, Noodle.
Noodle's a 4-year-old therapy dog from Durham, Connecticut, and Noodle goes to schools and helps the students there and assists the teaching staff there about helping special needs students, helping them, build self-confidence and getting them incentive to help focus the class. And anyway, Noodle is great for the kids and really helps them along in their education.
Uh-huh.
And Noodle's not the only therapy dog. There's another service dog that picks up an award this year.
Correct. That would be Faith, the 4-year-old Rottweiler. And Faith is trained in seizure alert and response. And her story is quite incredible. Last September, Faith saved her owner's life by performing this remarkable series of tasks all on her own.
Mm-hmm.
Faith had sensed something was wrong with her owner, Leanna Beasley, and began jumping on the bed, refusing to let her fall asleep because she was having a seizure.
Uh-huh.
Beasley fell unconscious to the floor, and Faith then, because she was trained to do this, was able to take the phone off the hook, press a special 911 speed dial button, and barked into the phone.
Wow.
Then, when the police arrived, Faith has been trained to recognize police uniforms, and she unlocked the door and then brought the police officers to the bedroom to aid Leanna.
We'll be talking to Leanna in a few minutes, by the way.
Yes, we will.
And finally...
Finally, we have in the exemplary companion dog category, Raya for Conyers, Georgia, and she's an 8-year-old canine dog, which is one of our more rare breeds, and she aided a 9-year-old Ethan Miller, Ethan, who has a limited use of his left arm and hand, also suffers from seizure disorder. And Raya, who without training alerted Ethan's family moments prior to his first seizure that something was wrong. So they were able to, get his medication to him. And Ethan still depends on Raya to alert him when he is about to have a seizure so he can take his medicine.
It's just amazing.
Aren't animals wonderful? Oh. They're selfless. You know, they,
yes.
they don't care about themselves. They,
well, they give us unconditional
yeah.
love.
It's
and
the unconditional love, absolutely. Dogs just want to please their masters so much, and they'll do anything. And, we can ask them to do anything and train them. And, it's just a great partnership and a bond that we have with them.
For the 2006 awards, how can we nominate somebody?
You can go to our website at akc.org and look up the ACE Awards. There are forms there, and anyone can nominate a dog. So fill out the form, tell us the story, and give us some information on it. And then we take all the nominees and pick a winner from the 5 categories.
Lisa, thanks for all the wonderful news.
You're welcome.
Leanna was story number 4 that we just heard about.
And yes.
Leanna's dog, Faith.
I want to hear more about the story.
Well, it's incredible. This dog just knows so much, went to an incredible amount of training, and has helped Leanna out so much. Leanna, what happened that one day?
When I fell and hit my head and went into the seizures, and without a single command word being given to her,
of course no one was there.
She raced into the living room, grabbed the phone, the cordless phone, brought me the headset part, the receiver part, mm-hmm. and when I didn't physically take it from her, That lack of action is her command.
Wow.
To lay the phone on the floor and to go back to the base and to push the white speed dial button that's on the black phone.
Wow.
With her nose.
And that dials 911.
And it automatically dials. And when she hears a voice come out of the receiver, she's supposed to bark in response to the voice. And if you listen to the actual 911 call, the voices do not overlap each other. Faith was not just barking randomly. Right. She was barking in response.
Faith was actually talking to the 911 operator.
Yes, wow. That's exactly what it sounds like. The police officer later described to me exactly the position he found me in and what, I looked like and what was going on in the house. From that, we know that Faith did follow through with her response, all of her response work, because he said, I was on my side on the floor, my chin, my head was way back, and that my face had spit, you know, smeared across it, and that...
That she was licking.
That she, had been licking my face.
She was able to recognize the police officers
and
unlock the doors that you had locked.
Faith continued to look out the window at the officer, and as he came up the wheelchair ramp, he says that Faith kept disappearing out of the window and then reappearing, and then he knocked on the door, and neither dog made a sound, which is what they're also trained to do, not to bark if it's a police officer. He tried the door handle, and it was unlocked and slightly ajar.
Wow.
So he pushed it open, and when he did, Faith was standing, you know, in front of him, but she was about 6 feet back away from the door.
Okay.
And he said that he tried to talk to her, but she just stared at him and didn't move. And then as he tried to come through the threshold of the door, she immediately backed away from him. And she's trained to do that.
Uh-huh.
That's an invitation for the person to come in, for her to back away from the door.
Uh-huh.
If she would have gone towards the door, the officer probably would have slammed the door shut
and
said, I'm not going in there with a Rottweiler.
Okay. Yeah.
So let me make sure I get this all right. Faith, first of all, she realizes something's awry. She knows an attack's going to happen. She keeps you up. You have an attack. She calls 911. She during the time that 911's responding, she is cleaning up perhaps vomit. She is lifting you and putting you into position. She's opening the front door.
Mm-hmm.
The officers arrive. She's waiting for the officers to come in. She has done all of this.
Yes, without a single command being given. And that's the most special part about all of this, is that she's trained to do all of this, but, you know, a dog is a dog. And we hope that the dog, you know, the service dog will follow through with their task, you know, their trained tasks. But, you know, most dogs would just go and lay down.
She also got the Real Hero Award for this. Is that correct?
Yes.
And that's from the American Red Cross.
Yes.
And this is the first time.
For our county. The emergency services gave her a certificate of recognition, and then she was nominated and won. She was the first non-human to win the 911 Rescue Award.
Wow.
Oh, woohoo! We give out kudos to Faith.
Yeah, we give her the Animal Radio Best Friend Award. Yes. She is amazing, and we appreciate you taking time to tell us the story. And will you give her a big old hug for us?
We sure will.
More great stories like this on the way.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Yeah, forget the carpet. That's passe. That's old. That's so 90s.
Yes.
We're talking about a cat condo that has faux fur. It's so soft.
So soft.
That's why I want to lay on it.
I can't keep him off.
And then it has that sisal that that the cats love to scratch.
Lots of sisal. There's about 7 or 8 different little sisal posts.
And there's 3 toys that come with catnip. It's huge. It's amazing. And free shipping. $169 gets this. Did I tell you that one of the cats is the boss? And he's just on top of the cat condo right now. Check it out on the webcam.
Yes, he likes to sit on top and look down upon his little workers.
Get yourself one of these cat trees, okay? Tell them Hal and Judy from Animal Radio sent you. StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Every once in a while, there comes along a special group of animal lovers that stands strongly in defense of the voiceless. Animal People is that newspaper for people who really care about the animals. Animal People's published 10 times yearly. The publisher is a nonprofit corporation dedicated to exposing the existence of cruelty to animals and to informing and educating you so that animal lovers worldwide can eliminate such cruelty. Your subscription is $24 a year. Get Animal People's fair and accurate investigative reporting from the industry watchdog. Visit our website at www.animalpeoplenews.org. That's www.animalpeoplenews.org to subscribe to the news for people who care about animals. Animal People. Subscribe today at www.animalpeoplenews.org.
It was a shock to find out that our cat Jake has chronic kidney disease. Still, we're lucky. Our vet started Jake on a renal support program that includes Apacadin, a new nutritional supplement that helps support normal kidney function. Jake even loves the taste of Apacadin powder. If your dog or cat has chronic kidney disease, take heart. It is possible to slow down the disease and to help your pet feel better and live longer. Ask your veterinarian about Apacadin, the renal function protectant.
I guess, Doc, what I'm saying is I've got behavior problems.
Yes.
I'm nervous all the time, running in circles, barking.
Well, you are a golden retriever.
But it's bark, bark, bark for no reason. Mm-hmm. And I tear things up. I ate some kid's homework.
Oh, so you chewed up some paper.
It was on his laptop.
Oh.
I jump on people, mm-hmm. knock grandma flat.
Ouch.
Now I have to stay out in the backyard. Next stop's the pound, Doc.
Well, I have something to help.
You do?
Comfort Zone with DAP. I'm plugging this DAP diffuser into the wall. Now take a deep breath. Remember the peace and security you felt around your mother when you were a puppy?
Uh-huh. Hey, I'm feeling that right now.
Your mother gave off a special pheromone that comforted and reassured you.
She did, she did.
Comfort Zone reproduces that feeling. No more barking or tearing things up.
Yeah, and I could be with my family again.
Mm-hmm, good boy. Here, now take them my bill.
Comfort Zone with DAP helps control destructive dog behavior with calming pheromones, just like Mom used to make. Get more details at PetSmart, Petco, Doctors Foster and Smith, PetComfortZone.com, or your favorite pet shop.
Did you know that cloning your beloved pet doesn't mean you'll get 2 furry friends? In fact, chances of successfully cloning your pet is 0.04%. And if it worked, chances are your new friend would have cloning-related health problems. The cloning industry wants you to believe that for $50,000, you can duplicate your pet. Who's duping who? Don't be duped. Don't clone. Learn more at www.nopetcloning.org.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Write that on your unk. Home of the summer giveaway.
Woohoo!
And we have 2 more prizes to add. You have till the end of September to get in on this contest. Everybody's talking about it.
And how do they get in?
Well, you got to send us your empty ink cartridges from your computer.
Everything but Epson.
Yeah, we can't use your Epson cartridges. Those are not recyclable. But we'll take any other cartridge that you have. In fact, there's a whole list of acceptable cartridges at animalradio.com. Send us 4 of them, and we'll get you qualified for the contest.
And you don't even have to pay your own postage. We'll pay that for you.
Get this. We'll send you an envelope. It's a postage-paid envelope that you put your cartridges in and then just send them off. It's free to you. You get qualified for the contest, and you can qualify as many times as you want. Every 4 cartridges get you qualified once, and you can do it all before, September 27th, I believe is the end?
Yes,
just
I
a
think
few
so.
More weeks.
Yes.
And why would you want to do that? Well, it is amazing what we have. We can start off with the Bissell Spot Lifter Deep Cleaner.
And then we'll add the Steps for Pets cat condo or doghouse.
Those guys are awesome over there. From Lowe's Hotels, the Pumped Up Pets package. It's a beautiful package weekend for you and your pet at any Lowe's hotel. They have 18 hotels to pick from.
And also the eSafety Alert, which is a safety turtle receiver and transmitter. It's an item you put on your dog's collar, and it will alert you should he happen to fall in water.
And for you, from stonesofglass.com, the sun catcher. And on that sun catcher will be a beautiful picture of your animal.
And from Puppy Paws, it's fine jewelry for pets to give to their people. We are giving away a sterling silver puppy charm ankle bracelet and a mother of pearl heart with crystal puppy paw pendant.
From Samsung Electronics, the SCX-105L sports camcorder. Very small little camcorder. We have attached it, well, to just about everything around here that moves, including Nike the Stunt Cat. And it's a small camcorder worth about $600. It's awesome.
It's about the size of a cell phone.
It's even smaller than some cell phones. The cell phone that I'm still carrying around, the brick cell phone from the 70s, 80s.
And also from the Lunar Embassy, we're giving away two parcels of land on Venus, Mars, or the Moon.
This is on the level.
You could have one of the presidents be your neighbors.
Well,
or a celebrity.
Just because they own some land, too, up there on the moon. And you'll own two parcels of land. And should you ever be able to travel there, you'll be able to put up your new house. And when you travel there, you want to take the comfort zone from Farnham. We'll give you some comfort zone with Feel-Away or DAP, which is Dog Appeasing Pheromone. And we'll give you the perfect mood detector and a lighted leash from Polybright.
Adding to that, we have from Fat Cat, whose mission is to make people and pets laugh. For cats, we have this is a whole matching line, people. You get the matching purple line of a bed, blanket, two bowls, placemat, Big Mama's scratchy box with Zoom Around the Room catnip, and three appetizers. Or for a dog, for dogs, you'll get both in this package. There's the matching blue dog line of bed, blanket, two bowls, placemat, and three crackler toys.
And we add from Hearts the VMX Pet Vantage gift basket. It's Woo-hoo! Huge. There's a lot of things in it. I don't know if we can list off all the things real fast. There's the VMX Pet Vantage oral hygiene package, which includes the electric toothbrush, the flavor-infused Chew Dents small and medium-sized NutriClean chews, pigskin twists with chicken rawhide. From the Playtime portion of the package comes the Fluxifoam dog toys and the Pullables dog toys, the Tug-Along dog toys. From the Botanicals package, some shampoo, whipped mango conditioner. It gets bigger and bigger. I just don't have the time. You can go to animalradio.com right now to find out exactly what's in the package and how to qualify. It's all right over there, okay? There's more Animal Radio on the way.
Animal Radio is brought to you by Comfort Zone with DAP. The DAP spray is great for traveling in the car or plane or to the vet. Just spray 8 to 10 pumps into the carrier or car 15 minutes before placing your dog inside to make his trip more comfortable and soothing. Check them out at farnhampet.com. Animal Radio is also brought to you by Lowe's. Determined to be the most kid-friendly and pet-friendly hotel chain with fantastic welcome amenities for kids and pets alike, Lowe's has introduced healthy menu options for its pet room service menu, as well as its healthy kids menu. Lowe's has great summer rates. Check it out. Summer bungalows. www.lowshotels.com/summer. Also, Samsung. Check out the new SCX-105L. Multifunctional. It's a cool camera. We were checking it out yesterday. All the things that it does. It's a digital still camera, an MP3 player, a voice recorder, data storage, a webcam, all of that, including a sports camcorder. It's the SCX-105L from Samsung. Check it out at Samsung.com. Steps for Pets. They use all the best materials and stand behind all their dog mentions and cat condos. Check out the cat condo featured at Animal Radio's webcam, $169 plus free shipping. Visit stepsforpets.com, stonesofglass.com for your personalized keepsakes. The Suncatcher, we're giving it away in the no-name giveaway. It'll be personalized to a picture of your pet. They have all kinds of great artwork. stonesofglass.com. We'll be back.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. Want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to Animal animalradio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
Stepsforpets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
Stepsforpets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
Stepsforpets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
When Farnham Companies introduced Animal Radio to Comfort Zone, we immediately knew we had a great product on our hands. We noticed that our multi-cat studio became a more tolerable environment. Within days, behaviors such as urine markings had ended. That's because Comfort Zone stimulates pheromones that help our cats feel more comfortable and at ease. Comfort Zone is also available for dogs and helps to control destructive canine behaviors such as chewing, excessive barking, and house soiling. Come join us at the San Diego Pet Expo at the Del Mar Fairgrounds, September 24th and 25th. We'll be at the Comfort Zone booth and we'll have some great stuff for you. You can get more details online at animalradio.com. And for more information about Comfort Zone, go to petcomfortzone.com.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Hal.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you? It sounds like you're a million miles away.
I am. typing on the computer and not in front of the microphone like I should be.
Oh, okay. Multitasking.
I'm trying to multitask.
Okay.
This is always the second best part of the show. Of course, the first best part of the show is yapping with the listeners. The second best part is when I always learn something from you about my animals. And actually, today we're yapping about service dogs and therapy dogs and assistance animals. And I'm sure you have 2 cents that's probably worth $15-$20. What do you know about service dogs?
I know a lot about service dogs. They're wonderful, but they need a lot of consideration. That, you know, it always ends up with people thinking in sort of a tunnel vision manner about the dog doing for the person. And they need to start thinking about what the person can do for the dog as well.
Absolutely.
Because it's stressful for dogs. I mean, they love it. They love their owners. And the good thing is that they're with their owners 24/7. Some do stay at home, some don't go to work with their owners, depending upon the individual service dog's job.
Mm-hmm.
There are dogs for invisible disabilities. For instance, you know, there's a lot of talk now with the war on and people coming home with post-traumatic stress disorder.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for the right person, what is known as a psychiatric service dog can be very helpful.
No, I've never heard of that.
Psychiatric service? We've heard about epilepsy service dogs.
Easy for you to say now.
What is a psychiatrist dog?
A psychiatric service dog.
Okay.
It's fairly new field. They're really calling it dogs for... Legally, they're called psychiatric service dogs, but they're dogs for people with invisible disabilities.
And what's an invisible disability?
For example, if you had post-traumatic stress disorder, and it doesn't just have to be somebody coming back from the war. It could be a woman who was raped. It could be a man who's been attacked and robbed.
And how are these animals going to help? They're going to be best friends, of course.
They're best friends, but they're also trained that when the person starts to have a reaction, the dog is trained to give the person a signal. Now, that signal might be very subtle to you. You wouldn't notice it unless you were the dog's recipient. So the dog might be suddenly putting some pressure on you or tapping you with its paw. And that's kind of a, hey, it's okay, calm down.
Oh, so if you were to train a dog to deal with my anger issues, when the dog
I'd want to put a dog in that situation.
Yeah, really.
No, frankly, let's back off from that one, Hal. If the person has anger issues, I don't want them near a dog.
Okay, let's say that sometimes I go into a ballistic, crazy mode. The dog would know ahead of time. It could tap me and tell me, you're about to go ballistic. Don't do it.
Absolutely.
Sort of remind me.
They kind of give you reassurance.
There are people who have had horrible problems in their life, and just being able to go into their apartment and stay alone and feel safe is amazing for them. That, you know, the fact that they can hold down a job and function is difficult and is a challenge for some people. And with the right person and the right training, however, you also have to be able to de-stress the dog, because somebody who's that stressed is going to be passing that stress along.
And how do you do that? How do you take care of the dog?
You would learn some massage techniques. There's some, believe it or not, there's some wonderful audio tapes that help a lot that will calm down this harp music. There's a woman in California, and her name eludes me at the moment, but she plays harp music that is just, animals adore it. Nearly bought the CD for myself to play while I'm working. You know, not bad when you're sitting at a computer.
We were talking about that last week, how music therapy actually calms not only humans, but animals.
But animals, it's exactly what I'm talking about.
Okay.
Massages, so getting out for a really comfortable walk, getting involved with something, an activity, but mainly just doing something that calms the dog down, learning tea touch.
Which is like a massage.
Which is like a massage. It's therapeutic techniques. Well, it not only calm the dog, but it helps the person who's doing it for the dog.
So people need to be a little bit more compassionate, because it's kind of like the cards that people have to park in handicapped parking. You can't visually see that there's something wrong with them, and people naturally assume that they, you know, they're just dragging a dog along and there's really nothing wrong. We need to be a little compassionate. There's things we can't see and we don't really truly understand until you've walked in their shoes.
That you said a mouthful, Judy. That is so true. And then, of course, talking about other service dogs, there are dogs for the hearing impaired. And you might not be overly aware of what that dog's job is unless you were the person who needed someone to tell you the alarm clock went off and you better get up for work. The phone's ringing, come and answer it.
Now the fire alarm's going off.
The fire alarm's, that's a big one, the fire alarm's going off. Baby cry, that's an interesting one to train for, because when a baby cries, it just sounds like a baby crying. It sounds generic. The ideal is to get a really good sound recording, and the general tape recorders don't really pick them up, of the specific baby before it comes home from the hospital.
Oh, very interesting.
The best is if you can get the dog into the delivery room. Coach had doctors into that. It has happened. But that way it knows, it's, oh, this our baby. That's not just, you know, the TV and background noise, and what do I care about that kid for?
How does how does the dog differentiate between the telephone and the doorbell? How does it tell the person that it's the doorbell and not the telephone?
They take them to it.
Oh, okay.
They come and tap them and say, hey, follow me. Basically, the body language is, I need to tell you there's something. And they run to the phone and will stand up and next to it, or just point at it, you know, look at it. I mean, you can take a hint. They're not blind. They're just deaf, you know?
Okay, so the message here is that animals do so much for us. We've learned in today's show that they help us in all kinds of ways, and that even our own pets might even be therapy animals for us, and we don't even know it. The point now is that we also must take care of them as they take care of us, right?
Absolutely.
DarleneArden.com is the website.
Bye.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Welcome to Voice of the Animal. This may be difficult to believe, but that hum you hear is the sound of 200 agitated alpacas. They're agitated because I am mingling among them with my tape recorder when they're ready to go out to spend the day in their pasture in the Mora Valley of northern New Mexico, a land ringed with high peaks reminiscent of the alpaca's ancestral home in the Andes Mountains of South America. To stand in the middle of 200 alpacas is a magical experience. In more mystical circles, alpacas are believed to be beings of great light and to vibrate at a higher frequency than us mere humans. This humming sound is as agitated as they will get. Even with a stranger standing in their midst, they maintain a calm, poised, and peaceful presence. If alpacas were people, they would be great yogis or Jedi masters. These alpacas live at Victory Ranch, one of the premier alpaca ranches in the country. Victory Ranch educates the public about these gorgeous exotic creatures and also sells alpaca fleece that will be woven by artisans into luxurious clothing and textiles. The fleece shorn from the alpacas comes in 257 shades of earthy color, from pure white and fawn to rose gray, smoky brown, and ink black. The fleece is so coveted, it sells by the ounce. As with all animals, presence is always more important than product, and people buy alpacas simply to enjoy their company. They are very social. If separated, they will pine away with loneliness and can even die. Victory Ranch will never sell only one alpaca. If one needs to go to the vet, she is even accompanied by an alpaca buddy. At 23, Fuzzy is the oldest alpaca in the United States. She was acquired from a zoo and now lives at Victory Ranch. Recently, an animal communicator visited Victory Ranch and, not knowing Fuzzy's history, mentioned that one of the alpacas was telling the herd all about an elephant she had known. Fuzzy was sharing her stories of zoo life with the rest of the alpaca herd. In the myths of the Andes, the alpaca is associated with the Earth Mother, Pachamama, who loaned the alpaca to humankind on the condition that her alpacas would always be loved and cared for. The people of the Incan civilization took Pachamama's condition to heart and cherished their alpacas. Incan civilization stood on the foundation of cloth and textiles, literally. The fiber supplied by cotton, llama, the gentle cousin to the alpaca, and the alpaca were the method of currency for the Incans, and even bridges and ropes were spun of these fibers. Incan armies were paid with textiles made of alpaca fleece. It was considered such a precious commodity that Incan soldiers would burn their storehouses of alpaca goods when retreating from battles, rather than let them fall into enemy hands. Alpaca fleece retains its precious value today. And even writers such as Mark Twain and Arthur Conan Doyle conveyed the wealth of their various characters by adorning them in luxurious alpaca clothing. When the Spanish conquistadors encountered Incan civilization in the early 1500s, they slaughtered the alpacas in an effort to conquer the people. It is believed that 90% of the lovingly tended herds, herds divided by color to maintain the integrity of the fleece, were murdered. The Incan people managed to save some of the animals and hide them. The alpacas with us today are ancestors of those saved from the brutal slaughter. Sadly, however, even in recent decades, a terrorist organization in Peru murdered the gentle alpacas in an attempt to subjugate the native population. Fortunately, thanks to the efforts of an Incan civilization that cherished their alpacas, the wonderful owners and staff of Victory Ranch, and the many people who love, appreciate, and respect the noble and elegant alpaca, the goddess Pachamama might be inclined to extend her loan for generations to come. To see photos of the alpacas at Victory Ranch, visit us on the World Wide Web at voiceoftheanimal.org. For Voice of the Animal, this is Rayanne Cumulos.
Thanks, Rayanne. When we return, the real horse whisperer,
woo-hoo,
Monty Roberts, joins us live on Animal Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around.
Okay, so you have feline herpes virus. It's incurable. It could flare up again.
And it's contagious.
Relax. Just ask your veterinarian for Anacil F, a nutritional supplement that helps manage herpes virus. It's safe, effective, delicious. And comes in cool dial-a-dose syringes. I've been taking it for weeks and I feel great.
You've got this herpes thing too?
Lots of cats have it. Thank goodness for Anacil F, the next best thing to a cure.
You say you're thinking about cloning. You also say that you're an animal lover. Well, you can't be both. Do you know that many multiple animals have to be killed to make one clone? So, if you truly are an animal lover, you'll give a homeless animal a home. Visit www.nopetcloning.org to learn more.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Hi, Monty Roberts.
Are you Hal?
Yes, I am. How are you doing?
I'm fine. I'm in a beautiful part of the world.
Where is that?
Lake County. I'm in Clear Lake, California. It's up in the mountains north of San Francisco. There's beauty here abounds.
near Sacramento, is that correct?
Well, yeah, it's actually over the mountains to the west of Sacramento, on the border of the wine country, and the grapes are doing fine here.
I bet they are.
Well, sounds beautiful.
Home is solving, so you must be doing business, I guess?
Pro bono.
Okay.
I'm here for the Lake County School District, and I am undertaking a program to attempt to bring a more excellent education program to Lake County. I'm working a lot in schools these days.
Oh, very good. Multifaceted. Well, the new book, Monty Roberts, The Horses in My Life, of course, everybody loves The Man Who Listens to Horses, and you did Shy Boy also.
Yeah.
This is your third one. It seems to be doing very well. Tell the listeners a little bit about the horses in your life and what they're going to find in the book.
I will. This is my sixth one.
Oh, wow.
And it is doing very well. It came out a year ago in England and a year ago in Germany, and it really has done well. And the early calls here in the United States are really pretty overwhelming. It is 52 horses that most indelibly fixed, you know, set my life, caused me to be who I am. And horses, I put two necklaces right up front, and the Indians used to make necklaces, the American Indian, with turquoise, and they would tell their life story, and I just put 52 turquoise horses on a string, and that's my life. And if it hadn't been for horses, my life would just be a string. And I love them. They were my providers. They were my protectors, my educators. They were everything to me. I wrote about my first horse and my second horse, and then it jumps around because they were, those first two, very indelible in their imprint on me.
Mm-hmm.
But as I went through my life, then those jumped out that did something to teach me why I am verified by them that violence is never the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So you and your father had a different idea of the way to, what do you, if you want to call it, break a horse or train a horse?
I guess he was a little more rough, wasn't he?
I guess you could put it that way. Yeah, he was on the roughest end of traditional, and I don't believe in any violence at all with horses. So I guess it's 180 degrees away, but that's right. I grew up in the traditional horsemanship, and it was tough on them, and tough on me, too. I had 71 broken bones before I was 12 years of age.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was really off the scale. And but, you know, the horses did protect me, and they did teach me, and they sent me out there to take the world a message that violence is not the answer.
I loved your story about the Mustang that you communicated when you went on a roundup, and it was...
This was a wild horse roundup?
Yes, that's right, capturing wild horses.
And you were able to communicate with the horses and at everybody's amazement at the time?
That's absolutely right, although it wasn't then amazement, it was jaw-dropping.
Yes.
And what kind of a witch is he, and we're going to have to beat the damn devils out of him,
oh,
you know?
My.
Nobody believed what I did, and finally, the BBC took me into the wilderness, and I did it with a Mustang in the wilderness with no 20th century facilities at all, and the world could see it.
And they followed you, and the Queen has a lot to do with... validating your techniques, your gentleness techniques.
My word, yes. She demanded the first book, and I never would have been an author if it hadn't been for the Queen. I didn't think of myself as an author. And then she guided me by saying, you can't do a hands-on book, the first one. It has to be an autobiography. And then she read and said, oh, my word, this isn't right. What you have to do is get one of those tape recorders and just tell us a story. Just tell us what happened in conversational terms. And that's what I've done with my books, and I hope they are a conversation. And people are telling me that this last book, The Horses in My Life, is really a conversation with me about those horses.
It is wonderful, and we have five copies to give away to share with listeners who appreciate this. Monty Roberts, The Horses in My Life, 1-866-405-8405. Do you have plans for another book?
I'm working on another book right now, and this one is about a specific school in England where it was a failing school in 2000, and it's a center of excellence now, and became that in September of 2004. So in 4 years, it went from the bottom 2% of 34,000 schools to the top 5%.
What type of school is it? Is it equine?
Not at all.
Oh.
Okay, so where's the common thread? Tell us the thread there.
If I told you there was a baby born the other night, and that baby needed to be loved and cherished, and it needed to be nurtured and protected, would I be talking about a horse baby or a human baby?
We don't know.
You don't know. They're the same. Babies are babies, human babies, and horses are both flight animals, and they're both dependent on us. Mm-hmm. And education without violence is critical for the horse. And I'm finding that there's more violence than you can imagine in our school systems, even if it's words can hurt as much as whips can. And so intimidation and coercion is all over the place, and that's what I'm here for now. And I just got back from Australia working with the Aboriginal kids. And, Kingshurst Junior School, Birmingham, is an inner-city school with kids 5 to 11 years of age. And they've never touched a horse, those mm-hmm. kids. Mm-hmm. But the metaphor is unbelievably strong, and they used my concepts top to bottom in that school, and it really made a difference.
Well, your concepts are universal, whether they're applied to equines or anything.
That's absolutely right. Could be even training deer or jackrabbits.
You're very informative. Very we good. Appreciate you taking time to visit with us today.
Hey, I appreciate you calling and giving me a chance to talk about my book. I know that people will love it, and it's really a gift book for young people who are interested in horses. It's inspirational, I think.
The Horses in My Life by Monty Roberts. We'll let you go. Have a nice day.
Thank you, sir.
Wonderful guy. Remember, never buy from a breeder. Spay and neuter your animal.
Yep.
And there's lots and lots and lots more at animalradio.com. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
I just realized...
What?
This is show 300. We've done 300 shows.
Woohoo!
No, actually 200 shows, because we actually began...
With 101.
With 101. So 200 shows of Animal Radio Network.
Kind of like what you do with your checks. You don't start with number one.
No, you don't. We have more credit if we start with 100, you see.
Yes.
People believe her. Like,
we've been around
longer. A real show. And we are the number one show. We thank you for making us number one. We're spending some time talking about the great dogs and cats and animals that are therapy animals for us, whether they help us around because we're blind or, gee, if they tell us we have an epileptic seizure.
Yeah, we could have a hidden disability.
There's all kinds of things, and we've been talking about that last hour, and we're going to continue with our friends at Gelled Win. And if you remember a few months ago, they started a contest looking for their most reliable pet. Also this hour, if you've seen the Weekly World News, kitten guilty of murder. This upsets me deeply, folks. This tabloid, the Weekly World is at the Weekly World News, the world's only reliable newspaper.
There you have it.
We'll be discussing that in just a few minutes also. Here from Gelled Win, we have Lynn Butterworth on the phone. Love her name. Hi, Lynn.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm great.
Hal? Yes, it is. We have Lynn Butterworth from Gelled Win on the phone with us. Hey, guess what I did? I went out, 2 weeks ago, and I bought myself a Gelled Win window.
Well, good for you. Thank you, Hal. We appreciate that. Was it pet-sized or people-sized?
It's a people-sized window.
Great.
And it looks fairly simple to install. I haven't done it yet, but it looks like the instructions look very reliable to me.
Well, that's great. If you have any problems, call our customer service number. They'd be happy to help.
Of course, and Gelled Win is very reliable. They had the reliable pet contest that we actually spoke to you
a
few months ago about this, right?
It was during National Pet Week.
It was during National Pet Week, and you have selected a winner, and we're going to talk to her in just a couple of minutes. Her name is Candace Hernandez, and she is a epileptic who has an epilepsy dog who's very reliable, who helps her. It's an assistance dog. Tell us a little bit about all the entries and how you selected Candace.
Well, Gelled Win decided to create the most reliable pet contest because, as you say, we promised that our windows and doors are most reliable. Mm-hmm. And we were looking for a way to make our brand promise reliability for real life come alive. And what better warm and fuzzy way than a most reliable pet?
Yeah.
And so we launched the contest on our website, gelledwin.com, and had hundreds of entries. We had almost 300 entries from all over North America.
What were some of the entries like?
Well, many of them were dogs, but we also received a number of cats, a few horses, a goat, and a ferret.
A reliable goat and a reliable ferret.
Reliable ferret, yes. the entries were all very good, and we actually had two divisions. We had one division from an individual like Candace, and another one was from a humane society or shelter. So we actually had two winners, two most reliable pets, Candace and Chipper, which is her German Shepherd mix seizure alert dog, won in the individual category, and Chipper won a fabulous pet playhouse with pet-sized gel dwell windows and doors.
Now, he's pretty reliable. He apparently can tell when Candace is going to have an epileptic attack, possibly by smell, and alert her to it beforehand. That's reliable.
That's correct. Chipper, as I understand, she has been with Candace for almost 3 years, and she can tell hours in advance that Candace is going to have a seizure. And Candace says that if she doesn't listen to Chipper and take precautions, Chipper will actually make her lie down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
We'll have to ask her about that. Well, that's very good. And then the other category you had, I believe, a bulldog one. Is that correct?
Yes. Lily is a 4-year-old English bulldog who lives in Gulfport, Mississippi. And when she was much younger, her previous owner had run over her and left her without medical attention.
I hate people like that.
Yes, but some good Samaritan came along and took her to the Humane Society of Southern Mississippi.
I love people like that.
And they're a terrific bunch of people. They had cared for Lily because she has the most incredible face. She has a perpetual smile and this huge tongue that hangs out, and she snorts all the time. And aww, she's just such a happy little dog. They didn't have the heart to euthanize her, even though they do this all the time. They, with the help of the Gulfport community, they got her the medical attention she needed to not be in pain, and then rigged up a special wheelchair for
her. I have a picture of it. I'll hold it up to the microphone here. And it's actually a little wheelchair, a couple of wheels on the back legs of Lily. And I'll tell you, Lily looks very happy. Lily doesn't look like she's handicapped.
She is very happy. She, in fact, we had a hard time getting a picture of her in a wheelchair because when she's in that wheelchair, she is running all
cruising
over the place, and you can't catch her.
Well, we think what you guys have done at Geldwin is awesome. We appreciate how you've tied reliable pets in with your reliable windows and doors. And I'll let you know how our window works, okay?
Very good. Enjoy your window, and thank you again for recognizing our reliability.
If people want to go and learn more, is there a website?
Yes, www.geldwin.com. That's GELD-WEN. And you can learn more about Geldwin's reliable windows and doors.
Thank you very much. We appreciate your time. Lynn Butterworth from Geldwin. And now we need to talk to Candace and the winning dog, of course.
And hear her amazing story.
Hi, Candace.
Hi.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Very well. We have Candace Hernandez on the phone with us. You entered the Geldwin Responsible Pet Contest, didn't you?
Yeah, it's the most reliable pet contest.
The most reliable pet contest. We actually had them on the air about, what was it, four or five months ago?
Yeah, a few months ago.
And they were telling us they're looking for the most responsible, reliable dog or cat or animal in America because, well, their windows and doors are reliable.
Mm-hmm.
How did you hear about the contest?
Actually, through a recipient email list at the organization where I got Chipper from.
Oh, okay. So one of those, not really a spam, but sort of a mass mailing. They told you about the Geldwin Reliable Contest. You decided to enter it because you have a pretty reliable dog named Chipper, huh?
Yes, I do.
Tell us about Chipper.
Chipper is a German Shepherd Coonhound seizure alert service dog.
Seizure alert. So do you have seizures? Do you have epilepsy?
Yes, I have epilepsy.
And how does that manifest itself?
Well, I can get grand mal seizures or other types of seizures, and Chipper can alert me to the seizures about 20 minutes to a few hours before they actually happen.
Prior to them happening. Wow, that's sort of like an earthquake. Okay, so when you go into these seizures, what happens to you?
Usually I'm semi-conscious, so I can feel a lot when they're the grand mals. I can feel my muscles in my body contracting. And that actually tends to be quite painful and very uncomfortable.
So is there anything you can do knowing ahead of time that you're going to have a seizure?
Yes, actually, I also have a vagus nerve stimulator implant.
Okay, I don't know what that is, so you're going to have to explain to me.
Yeah, okay. It is, it's kind of like a pacemaker for the brain.
Okay.
Wow.
It's implanted into my chest, and it has wires that coil around my vagus nerve in my neck.
Oh, wow.
And the vagus nerve goes up to your brain, so it constantly is shocking to try to keep my brain waves connected so there's not a lapse in the connection causing a seizure. So I also have a magnet to help that go off. So if Chipper alerts me to a seizure, I can make the magnet, make the device go off.
Okay.
Wow.
Which can then stop the seizure or make it so it won't be as bad.
Less severe.
And now how do you think Chipper knows?
They don't really know. They think it's some sort of smell that we give off when we have a seizure, because they actually requested a few articles of clothing that we were in when we had a seizure.
Mm, okay.
That's just amazing.
That really is amazing. You know, they say they can smell cancer, they can smell all kinds of disease. This is phenomenal. Tell us a little bit, Chipper, about Chipper. Where did you meet Chipper? How long has Chipper been in your life? And tell us about, I guess he's probably one of your best friends.
Yes, I got Chipper from a great organization called Canine Partners for Life, and that's in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
And they're not-for-profit, and they're wonderful, wonderful people. And I got her in the end of October, beginning of November of 2002.
Okay.
And I went up to Pennsylvania for 3 weeks to train with her. So I've had her for almost 3 years, and she goes everywhere with me. She's been on two cruises. She's been to all the theme parks in Florida. She's been to several theme parks in Virginia and in Pennsylvania.
It's kind of fun to travel with your friend everywhere, huh?
Yeah, she's really great because to me, she's like my baby. And I guess to her, I'm like her baby also.
Uh-huh.
I have to make sure that I take good care of her.
Because she
that
takes
way
care of you.
She can take good care of me.
Yes.
Very good.
You know, so it's really great to have her there. And she goes everywhere. And my family loves her. And looking at her, you would swear that she was in their family the whole time because she's so much like us.
She just fits right on in, huh?
She just fits right in from the very beginning because they match up the dog's personality to the people's personality.
Uh-huh.
That way you don't have like a laid-back dog with a really hyper person.
So when you met Chipper and you went to school in Pennsylvania, is that where you said you two learned how to work with each other? Okay, what did you learn? How long did you spend? A couple of weeks there?
I spent 3 weeks there,
okay.
7 days a week, probably about 5 hours a day.
Okay. And,
wow.
And what would you do?
5-6 hours a day that we spent there.
And what would you do during that 5 or 6 hours?
Everything. We took a bunch of field trips, ranging from going to the local Perkins restaurant to going to downtown Philadelphia to learn how to go on the train and all that. We also were taught how to have the dog take commands from us, you know, like having them tug open a door and the refrigerator, getting things out of the refrigerator, having the dog learn how to walk with us up the stairs.
Mm.
All of this stuff the dogs already knew.
Yeah.
Because
they'd been training for about 2 years, so they knew it. We just had to learn. So we were being trained.
Yeah, we
were also taught how to take care of our dogs by how to properly bathe them, how to clip their nails, how to brush and scrape the plaque off of their teeth, cleaning their ears, making sure that they have their heartworm medication and their flea medicine and just everything. Everything that you could possibly think to do with a dog and to train with a dog in 3 weeks.
Wow, that's great.
And
that's fantastic.
It was very, very intense, and there were many seizures that happened, which was actually good because then we could see how she reacted and everything. So it was definitely, definitely a lot of work, but well worth it.
Well, it sounds like you have an absolutely wonderful relationship. You two take care of each other, and that Chipper should be the winner of the most reliable contest. He gets a dog mansion, doesn't he? What does he get?
Yeah, she got about a $5,000 two-story doggy playhouse that is absolutely gigantic.
Wow.
They say it's like 5 feet, but actually I think it's closer to like 7 feet.
And they actually personalize it for you for the yard, don't they? Don't you have some choices as to what it looks like?
No, it just so happens that the way that they painted the doghouse, it matches our house.
Oh, well, that works out
very
great.
Good.
So it worked out really, great. And actually, a lot of the neighbors are joking that when their husbands get in trouble, you know, they can actually send their husbands to an actual doghouse. Because it's big. It's got two stories. It's got, stairs. Nice deck up top and a nice, patio deck, on the first floor.
It sounds better than my house.
It's really, really cool.
I understand you have a special event coming up in November that Chipper's going to be a part of.
Oh, yeah, what's that?
Yes, I am getting married in November.
Oh, wow.
Congratulations.
My grandmother will be making Chipper a dress to match the bridesmaid.
Oh, great.
That's great.
So that's going to be really exciting. And Chipper's actually already been in a wedding when my parents renewed their wedding vows, and so she had a dress for that also.
Oh, okay. Well, so it just sounds like you have such a wonderful relationship with Chipper.
Yes, we really do.
We congratulate you on that relationship, and we, of course, congratulate Chipper on winning the Reliable Pet Contest from Chipper.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Thanks for talking with us.
No problem. Thank you. I appreciate it.
No problem. See, it's great to see how animals help people and how the people help the animals, and that's what we're all about.
For sure. And another organization that's all about that is Pets 911. We have created a partnership with them, and
woo-hoo!
They're going to help you just in case you lose your pet. Help you find your pet. They now have the Amber Alert for pets, and we'll find out more about that. Also, we've been listening about these great stories the last couple of hours of animals that have done heroic work. If you look at the front of the Weekly World News, you'll be as dismayed as I was to see a kitten accused of murder.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, what's the fate of the kitten?
We'll have to find out. It's all on the way. We'll need your help. The Weekly World News needs your help to vote for this poor little kitten strapped down. I wish I could hold up the picture to the microphone here. You go to the website. I'll put a picture on the website at animalradio.com. We'll be back with more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. You want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Do you have a favorite photograph of a beloved pet you want to immortalize? Do you want to surprise a loved one with a gift of custom art? Stones of Glass Artists can turn your cherished photograph into a permanent piece of art. The products made by Stones of Glass are a perfect gift or remembrance of a pet that gives you so much joy. All of our work is custom made from your photograph so we can make any animal, dog, cat, horse, reptile, etc. At stonesofglass.com, our stepping stones are stained glass set in concrete for forming a portrait of your pet. They are perfect outdoors, in a flower bed, a path, a welcome at your door, or as a memorial. Our etched sun catchers are encircled by chain with a loop for hanging either in a window or as a holiday ornament. At stonesofglass.com, our etched portraits are made from your photograph by etching onto a glass plaque, capturing your image. Celebrate, memorialize, or give a gift of beautiful custom artwork to a friend or loved one by visiting www.stonesofglass.com.
Every year, there are thousands of pets and animal shelters across the country just waiting for a loving home. I'm Bill Mark with a very simple message. If you're thinking of getting a pet, please adopt. To easily locate your closest place to adopt, call Pets 911 toll-free at 1-888-PETS-911. It's easy, it's free, and it gives a pet a second chance at life.
Animal Radio is a proud partner of Pets911.com.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it.
And if, and only if you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it. Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim Weight Loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
This is Animal Radio
Network.
Dogs or cats, horse or emu, animals are people too.
If you've seen a picture of Sam, the world's ugliest dog, you won't soon forget it. His scary good looks have landed him and his owner, Susie Lockheed, in magazines, on Entertainment Tonight, and CNN. 15-year-old Sam, with his wrinkled, spotted, hairless skin, protruding teeth, warts on his nose, glazed-over white eyes, and herniated bump on his back, easily won the world's ugliest dog contest in 2003, 4, and 5. The rest is history. He now has his own website, www.samugliestdog.com, with T-shirts, magnets, even a blog. He's pretty busy, but his loving mom, Susie, makes sure he always gets his beauty sleep. I'm Britt Savage for Animal Radio.
Animals are people, too. Animal Radio.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness.
From all across the globe,
this is Animal Radio Network.
Send your complaints to your voice at animalradio.com. World's ugliest dog? What were you thinking?
Oh, he's cute.
Actually, we'll post a picture at animalradio.com and you tell us what you think of the dog. We're looking at the front page of this week's Weekly World News. Very disturbing.
No.
It says, kitten guilty of murder. Sign the petition inside or Fluffy dies. And it has a picture of a kitten being held on his back with little leather straps onto a table.
Oh.
Here's the story as the Weekly World News, the most reliable news source, reports it.
Okay, can you do this with a straight face?
According to the homicide detectives, December 13, 2004, at 1 a.m., the four-month-old Fluffy entered the bedroom of her owner, 79-year-old Thomas Jerry. The kitten sat on the night table beside her sleeping master. After several minutes, rose her little cat feet and pushed a heavy lamp onto Mr. Jerry's head, killing him.
Oh, no.
The cat knew what she was doing, said Bernard. Bernard, of course, being the guy's son, grandson, I believe. He said she didn't even try to call 911. When we came to see Gramps the following morning, the cat was just sitting there licking her paws and watching the sunrise.
And we know animals can dial 911.
Yes, we do. We learned that earlier. As per Tennessee law, the family demanded the cat be euthanized instead of being put up for adoption. However, the Society for Suddenly Orphaned Pets learned of the case from a concerned neighbor and hired an attorney to defend the cat's right to life. Fluffy was a really good cat, and that means Mr. Jerry was a total bastard, said neighbor Catherine Love, who actually gave him the cat. Story gets even deeper. According to Ms. Love and others, there was a history of abusive treatment of my client and her owner, said attorney Richard Fury. We needed to determine whether my client killed in self-defense or if she was in her right mind when she allegedly killed Thomas Jerry. Testimony was extremely mixed, I understand.
We know cats are never in their right mind.
The defense claimed that Mr. Jerry himself used the litter box, which was why the cat avoided it. One of the problems
he used
complained
it personally.
About. Yes,
huh?
He used it personally. He said he was only trying to show the cat what to do. Before the sentence was passed, the judge asked the attorney Fury if the cat had anything to say or do in its own defense. Fluffy responded by coughing up a hairball. And he was sentenced to lethal injection. Of course, it was the governor. The governor's office ordering a stay of execution. Warden Sylvester Tweed told the death squad to stop. The public could help by... there's a letter-writing campaign, apparently, ladies and gentlemen. Please fill out the petition in the Weekly World News. You could save Fluffy's life. I'm just... don't shoot the messenger, okay? I'm just passing the news on to you, okay? You hear about all these great animals that are doing wonderful things.
And there's always one bad apple in the bunch.
Got to ruin it for all of us. I'm glad that's over. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to talk with Emily from Lowe's. Lowe's Hotels, of course, they are hooking us up and hooking you up with a Pumped Up Pets Package Weekend as part of the summer giveaway for your cartridges. Your spent ink cartridges can turn into a weekend getaway, among other things. Details on the way. Also, Pets 911. They can save you if you've lost your pet. We'll find out next how, right here on Animal Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Stick around.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. Want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Hi, this is Melanie Griffith. Every year, millions of animals wander away from home, and tragically, most are never reunited with their family. Now there's a way to help a stray animal find its way home. It's called Pets 911. To locate a lost pet or post one that has been found, simply call 1-888-PETS-911 and help ensure a better future for our pets.
Animal Radio is a proud partner of Pets911.com.
Here at Animal Radio, we get all kinds of good stuff to play with.
Sometimes the first time a product comes out, we're here to test it.
This week, we've been testing out the new SC-X105L sports camcorder from Samsung. It is so cool.
It's so small, it's rugged, it's water-resistant, and you can use it in situations that would just pulverize a regular camcorder. You don't need two hands or any hands at all to hold the camera.
Which means you could be driving a vehicle, skateboarding, a tightrope walking, skydiving, conducting criminal sting operations, or even putting the camera on Nike, the studio stunt cat.
Not for the faint of heart.
Finally, we know where he's picking up all those burrs when we let him out in the morning. The SCX-105L sports camcorder from Samsung is so easy to hook up to your Mac or PC. I know how you get, like, really sick when people shoot their own videos. It has one of those built-in image stabilizers. Go to your favorite electronics store and tell them you want the SCX-105L sports camcorder from Samsung, and you can have it strapped on Fido this afternoon.
Find out who's really digging in that trash, your husband or your dog.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness
from all across the globe.
This is Animal Radio Network.
And Animal Radio is brought to you by NSLF. Feline herpes virus is one of the most common and most contagious infections in cats. It's also incurable. The good news is now that there's a safe, effective way to manage the virus. And you can ask your veterinarian about NSLF, the next best thing to a cure. Also, Comfort Zone. That piece of paper that I'm supposed to read. Comfort Zone presents Animal Radio Network live from the San Diego Pet Expo, September 24th and 25th. Be sure to visit the Comfort Zone booth right next to the Animal Radio booth. Oh, we got to be next to those nuts.
Woohoo!
And pets and humans, you know, they have something in common, worms. It's not a real pleasant topic, but pretty important, if I might say so myself. Animal Radio's veterinary correspondent, Dr. Jim Humphreys, reports.
Worms. Not a particularly fun topic, but one that's growing in importance for both animal and human health.
Many puppies and kittens are actually born with these worm infestations. According to a nationwide study of shelters, 52% of shelter dogs from the southeast states are infected with worms that can potentially cause human diseases. Nationally, the number is about 36%.
Small children are especially vulnerable. They can be infected through contaminated feces, soil, sandboxes, plant life, and other objects where children are at play.
According to the Centers for Disease Control, an estimated 10,000 cases of roundworms in people occur every year in the United States. These worm infections can be treated. However, prevention is a much better strategy. Veterinarians can provide pet owners with deworming and preventive medications that will help keep their dogs and cats healthy and worm-free. I'm Dr. Jim Humphreys, reporting for Animal Radio.
Thank you, Dr. Jim. Stay worm-free, please.
Yes.
Part of the summer giveaway is the Lowe's Pumped Up Package. Pumped Up Pets Package Weekend. Hey, it's hard to say, okay? The words are all there. You put them in the right order. We have Emily from Lowe's on the phone. Hi, Emily.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Very good. We have Emily Goldfisher of Lowe's Hotel on the phone. And, of course, if you've been hiding underneath a rock... Oh, look, there's a lizard on the window. Did you see the lizard just go by? I'm sorry, this is radio. People can't see that.
I didn't see it either.
There it is. I'll hold up the microphone to the lizard so you can see it. Anyway, if you have been under a rock like that lizard, you know nothing of the no-name summer giveaway. But if you've been outside in the real world, you know that Lowe's is contributed a pumped-up package weekend to the summer giveaway. We're very delighted about that. You'll be taking you and your pet to any Lowe's of your choice where they'll treat you like a VIP, very important pet. Well, they'll treat you like a VIP person, and they'll treat your pet like a VIP. Emily, is that all correct?
That is correct.
What is it? Why does Lowe's love pets so much? What is the VIP pet program and all the good stuff you got going on there?
Lowe's loves pets a lot. We introduced our chain-wide program in 2000, and really over the last 5 years have perfected our program for pets. But we welcome pets at all of our 18 hotels. Two of which are in Canada, the rest are in North America.
And you have perfected it, I will tell you that. Everybody says the best pet-friendly hotel is definitely the Lowe's Hotel.
Thank you. We have room service for pets. We have menu items such as the Great Vegetable Feast for vegetarian dogs or cats. We have Whisker, Lick, and Liver for cats. We also have filet mignon and different kinds of meat dishes for dogs.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's all prepared by our chefs. Everything is absolutely fresh and 100%, you know, pure. And we also have special amenities for dogs and cats. We give water bowls and mats. We have bedding available for people to borrow should they choose. We also provide every guest a list of, you know, pet-friendly places to take your dogs. We have resources available should your dog become sick while you're on the road.
Yeah, which is very important because you don't want to be stuck without a veterinarian or somebody to help you when you're on the road.
Absolutely. And we also, you know, we can arrange for dog walking. We can arrange for massage services. We really are very well prepared for any kind of dog. Or cat or any other kind of animal. We've had different kinds of animals stay with us as well.
What are some of the strangest animals that you've
had? Well, we just had the penguins from the movie March of the Penguins stay with us at the Regency here in New York.
Oh, what's that like catering to a bunch of penguins?
A lot of fish.
Yeah, I bet.
Actually, these penguins weren't the actual ones filmed in the movie. They were similar ones that the movie people had, you know,
stand-ins.
Kind of display. But because actually the real ones couldn't take the heat. They can't get, you know, colder than, I think, I don't know, like 50 degrees. They can't get hotter than, I don't know, 50 or 60 degrees. They can't take it.
Uh-huh.
We've had our share. We've had the tigers from Siegfried and Roy and
All
kinds of different pets. But mostly we get people with their dogs. And the Pumped Up Pets package is a fabulous package. It's all about helping animals and their owners get in shape over summer, with a new promotion for the summer. And seasonally, we'll have different packages. In the holiday time, we have Houndly Holidays packages where we have actual different kinds of meals for Thanksgiving and Christmas for the dogs. So we have a lot of fun with it.
Uh-huh.
I see you've added two things. First is the puppy pager. What is the puppy pager?
The puppy pager is, well, actually, when a guest checks in with a pet, if they don't have a cell phone with them, we'll ask We'll provide them with a pager so that we can contact them should they leave the dog or cat alone in the room and that there's some anxiety.
Yeah.
I should note that we also get, we have a special do not disturb sign for people that check in with pets so that, you know, housekeeping and room service and everybody knows that there's a, you know, that there's an animal in the room and nobody is ever surprised.
Uh-huh. And no animal ever escapes when you open the door.
Right.
and the other thing was the hero stars that apparently, well, first of all, I guess it's part of your menu. Is that correct?
The hero stars? Actually sell the hero stars in our mini bars.
Which is a gourmet dog biscuit, by the
gourmet
way.
Gourmet dog biscuits prepared especially for Lowe's. They're all natural. And the proceeds of all the sales of hero stars go to help search and rescue dogs. And we introduced that amenity in 2001 after the attacks on 9/11.
Have you noticed more people are traveling since 9/11 with their pets? They sort of want to be
with their pets? Actually. We saw a big boost in business because a lot of people didn't want to fly.
Yeah.
And there was a, you know, people were driving more. And I think that in general, when people drive, they prefer to take their animals because, you know, then they don't have to put them in a kennel and whatever. And we've gotten a lot of letters from guests saying that they're really grateful that, you know, a 4-star-plus hotel is not just available for them to have a pet, but that they really welcome and,
yeah,
and roll out the red carpet.
Absolutely.
Yeah, you don't have to go to Joe's Motel down there on the seedy side of town
and sneak in
your pet.
Right.
Okay, so somebody's going to win, and a lucky Animal Radio Network listener and their pet is going to win a Pumped Up Pets package weekend at a Lowe's hotel. What all is going to be included in that?
What's included in the Pumped Up Pets package, accommodations, a room service meal, and a special amenity, which is like a exercise type of exercise equipment and a special kind of water pouch that you can take with you so the dog can drink from it on the go.
Very good.
Very good.
If somebody wants to learn more about Lowe's Hotel, there's got to be a website.
Website, absolutely. www.lowshotels.com. Let me spell it. It's LOWSHOTELS.com.
And, of course, we have a link from animalradio.com if you're driving around right now. Emily, thanks for spending some time with us again. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Okay, how do you enter the contest? You're saying you've heard all this great stuff. You're new to Animal Radio, so you're listening on, well, in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, on WIBR 1300 AM. Here's how you enter to win all these wonderful things. And by the way, everything I say is at animalradio.com. So if you don't understand it, send us your ink cartridges, your empty ink cartridges from your printer, your computer printer. Call us at 1-866-405-8405, and we'll send you a postage-paid envelope. So all you have to do is put the cartridges in there. For every 4 that you send us, we'll get you qualified once for this contest. You could turn that empty cartridge into a Samsung camcorder just like that.
Woohoo!
It's amazing. Yeah, there is still more Animal Radio on the way.
Stick around.
So you want to stop smoking? Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier, tell them you don't want to pay for the product, you just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you've tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Final Smoke free trial offer is. Final Smoke is a complete all-natural stop smoking system, and when you call today, they'll send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of Final Smoke capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of Triple Trim weight loss, just in case you're worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Final Smoke. Call 1-800-684-5908. 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
When Farnham Companies introduced Animal Radio to Comfort Zone, we immediately knew we had a great product on our hands. We noticed that our multi-cat studio became a more tolerable environment. Within days, behaviors such as urine markings had ended. That's because Comfort Zone stimulates pheromones that help our cats feel more comfortable and at ease. Comfort Zone is also available for dogs and helps to control destructive canine behaviors such as chewing, excessive barking, and house soiling. Come join us at the San Diego Pet Expo at the Del Mar Fairgrounds September 24th and 25th.
We'll be at the Comfort Zone booth and we'll have some great stuff for you. You can get more details online at animalradio.com. And for more information about Comfort Zone, go to petcomfortzone.com.
Hi, this is Hal.
And Judy.
From Animal Radio and Animal Radio Network. We just got one of these brand new Steps for Pets.
Kitty condos.
And it's not just a condo. Let me tell you, it's
like
a mansion.
It's a city. It's like a city.
It's a universe.
It's big. There's lots of cubby holes and lots of perches. All our cats can be on it at one time.
And it keeps them off the equipment and off my seat and off my lap. And
no more pushing those buttons on your equipment and no more pushing your button.
Because they're all on the cat tree. Want to check it out? It's a huge cat tree. Head on over to AnimalRadio.com and look at the webcam. You can see who's on the cat tree right now.
I'll try to keep Hal off it so you can see better.
StepsForPets.com is where we got it. And it is so cool. At first, we were a little skeptical because it was $169 for this.
What, is it made of cardboard?
No, in fact, it's actually stronger than many of the cat trees that I have seen.
It's very sturdy. It's got this real pretty faux fur. I can see why the cats want to lay on it.
StepsForPets.com. Take it from Hal.
And Judy.
StepsForPets.com. Log on now and find out more.
Meow.
Preventing pain, fear, and suffering of animals through nationwide education and awareness from all across the globe. This is Animal Radio Network.
Well, Judy, as I've mentioned to you many times, one of the best things about working for Animal Radio is all the people you meet, the connections, the partnerships you create. And the latest one, I just consider a great organization to be partnering with. Pets 911, a new partner of Animal Radio. We're working together because Pets 911 has a lot of information that's important, and we want to present it to you here on Animal Radio. We have the executive director of Pets 911, Stacy Candela. How are you doing, Stacy?
Good. How are you both doing?
Very well, thank you.
You usually work out of the Denver area, but you're off in Arizona today working on a special project. It's sort of an amber alert for animals. It's the Pets 911 alert portal that you put together. What's that about?
It is. With this new technology, it's the system you've seen nothing like. It is amazing. Essentially, what you can do is we're going to encourage everyone when we launch this program in the very end of September. It's going to be launched nationwide, and we're going to encourage everyone to go in and sign up their pet as far as putting their profile of each of their pets or one of their pets, whatever it may be, on our system. And it's anywhere from, you know, name, collar, color, microchip number, licensing number, any medical information.
Pictures,
and all these pictures. If you want to put a ton of pictures up there, that's great. And what that's going to do is allow you to have all the information about each of your pets on our system 24/7 available to you. Obviously, it's free. There's no charge. We're not registering you or anything. The importance of that is that if you should find that you unfortunately come into a situation where your pet does go missing, usually at that time you're frantic and you're trying to scramble, trying to find, you know, pictures and all that.
I can't remember anything. I don't know what to do.
Exactly.
I just
freeze. Exactly. So all you have to remember to do is log back into Pets 911, and what you're going to do is take that profile and you're going to click a button that says please download to become a pet alert, and that is going to download to our system, and it's going to send an alert out for the public, anybody who has signed up saying, hey, you know what, I found this dog that's a chocolate lab and that matches the description of your pet, it's going to alert them that there is a chocolate lab that is missing, or it's going to allow you to receive alerts via text messaging, say on your cell phone or your BlackBerry, or an email in your inbox.
Wow.
That tells you on a regular basis the current matches that have been posted to the system that coincide with what you've posted is lost. Hope I didn't make that too confusing.
Let me make sure I understand it. The first thing you do before you lose your animal, you go and you post a kind of a profile of what your animal looks like and everything about your animal at pets911.com. And that information is accessible, let's say you go to the vet and you need to get information. Okay. But it's also something that you can say, okay, this animal is lost, now start keeping an eye out for this particular animal.
Exactly.
And if there's a shelter that's hooked in and they found an animal that looks like the animal that's missing, you guys send the person an alert saying, okay, at this shelter a few miles away, there's an animal that looks like the one that's missing.
Exactly.
Oh, that is awesome.
Exactly. Very good.
It's so cool. We are so excited because we really think it's going to revolutionize how people currently look for their lost pets. And we're obviously our goal is that more strays that end up in shelters find their way home.
Yes.
It will be nationwide?
It will be nationwide. And obviously, like I said, it helps not only the people who have lost pets. It also helps those who have found animals because they can post that animal on the system and hopefully receive the information that this kind of pet has been lost. However, another bonus is that it also will help anybody looking for a particular pet to adopt. So, So, for example, if you're on our system and you're looking for a younger or German Shepherd, say, and maybe you don't see exactly what exactly what you want on our site, you can post something that says basically, please alert me when any type of German Shepherd becomes available in this radius on your system. Oh, and you'll receive alerts for that as well.
That's great, because we're always talking here about, well, you don't go to a breeder. Never go to a breeder.
No.
There's no reason to go to a breeder. There's so many animals that are looking for homes. It's just a matter of putting you in touch with that animal. And
exactly.
the way to do it, you put up this alert. You say, I'm looking for this Rhodesian Ridgeback. I'm not going to go to a Rhodesian Ridgeback breeder. I'm going to try to locate either on the internet a rescue for Rhodesian Ridgebacks, or I'm going to put an alert there on Pets 911. And when the animal becomes available or some animal that similar to that, I'll be alerted that the animal's available.
Exactly.
That's awesome. And who posts the animals that are available for adoptions?
The shelters and rescues. So essentially, that's why, they obviously have animals coming in and out all the time.
Uh-huh.
So you'll get different alerts at different times. As soon as a pet matches that description is posted to our system, you will be alerted.
So you guys are just really all about matching animals with the people, whether they're lost animals or looking for brand new animals. You're just about connecting animals with humans.
Exactly. Anything that goes into ending euthanasia of animals in this country, whether it be finding even low-cost spay and neuter or your local veterinarian, an emergency clinic, anything that goes into that, I guarantee you can find it on Pets 911.
Well, I think this is why we've partnered with you, ladies and gentlemen.
Which we're excited about. We're very excited about.
Pets 911 is the website, pets911.com. We'll, of course, put a link from animalradio.com. Remember to sign up now, because when you lose an animal, you become frantic, you freeze, you don't know what to do. You need all the help. You need everybody around you looking for your animal. If you put the profile up there right now, and it's free. You'll be saved in the future should anything happen where you need to have that profile. Stacy, thank you so much for what you're doing, and we appreciate it.
Thank you both.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Animal Radio. We'll be back next week. Meantime, get your fix at animalradio.com.
Bye.
Bye-bye.